Good day, parents, friends, teachers, administrators, and of course, the graduating class of 2021. I'd like to start by thanking our teaching staff who have been committed to the success of every student and kept us in line along the way. I'd like to thank the parents for all their homework help, their signatures on all the consent forms, and for not pulling their hair out through all of our moody stages. Thank you to all the volunteers and coaches who have devoted their time and attention to us over the last 6 years. Lastly, I'd like to thank my fellow grads for electing me to represent our class today as valedictorian. It's an honor to speak on everyone's behalf. So, here we are, our graduation. Unconventional, but nonetheless, this is our moment to walk across the stage to shake Mr. Holland's hand. This is the culmination of all we've worked for over these last 13 years. Where did the time go? I, for one, still remember coming into grade 7 and thinking how cool the school seemed to be. Amazed at the high ceilings in the foyer, the grand staircases, and admiring the legendary Baron on the wall. Although the school seemed so big at the time, it never felt so big that we lost our sense of a close-knit community. I'm sure we'll never forget playing games like Doan Ball with, of course, Mr. Doan, playing mat ball every day with Mr. Scott, and what seemed like a never-ending game of volleyball with Mr. DeGue. I will never forget saying quad enough to Mr. Muse every day for 3 years straight, or going to puns class with Mr. Peterson. We will never forget participating on sports teams or committees and how much fun we had traveling to games or events. But most importantly, I know we will always remember the relationships we have established with one another over the years and will continue to maintain for the rest of our lives. Throughout our years at BMHS, we have overcome a lot of adversity. We can proudly say that we conquered work to rule, dealt with a global pandemic, and, most importantly, survived Tide Pods. We came back from online learning last year with the goal to finish our high school years in person. And just like the Leafs this year, we were shut down early. But at least we came back like the Habs to finish the job. But on a more serious note, this COVID-19 pandemic has not left our graduating class unaffected. It feels bittersweet to be standing on this stage today with no faces in the crowd, concluding our high school careers with less fanfare than usual. This year we missed out on school events like Red and Gray Day, we missed out on assemblies, we missed out on seasonal activities, and most heartbreakingly to the grads, we missed out on the trips we had been looking forward to for years. I know we struggled with losing these moments, but, like street poet and philosopher Ludacris says, it's not the hand you're dealt, but how you play your cards. Even with all the negatives we faced, we learned to turn a three of a kind into a full house. Although learning online was tough, we definitely now all know how to scan files, turn them into PDFs, and attach documents to emails. Even though we had more practices than games and had to take a break from the action in the middle, we still had very successful sports seasons and we need to be extremely grateful for that. We also learned to come together as a class and take opportunities into our own hands. For instance, Abby organized a successful grad ski trip to Martok, and with the help of outstanding volunteers, we have been working hard to orchestrate our prom. Through difficult times, we have been able to power through and work together to make the most of what we have been given. As John Wooden stated, don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. We ought to be proud of what we have accomplished in spite of challenges. To all my fellow graduates, I wish you all the absolute best of luck in the future. As we lay our cards on the table and see our past accomplishments displayed in front of us, I know that we are all ready to shuffle the deck once again. Because remember, grads, we are all dealt a hand in life. Let's make sure we play it right. Thank you.